La Push, baby. It's La Push.
Me? A princess? Shut up!
I'll have what she's having.
There's no crying in baseball!
Hey guys, I'm Bailey.
And I'm Shannon, and we're two chicks who like to watch flicks and listen to albums.
Yes, we are.
This week, we're reviewing the Miley Cyrus album and partially the Disney Plus documentary on the album. Not really a documentary. I don't know what it is.
Like, I don't know. It's Backyard Session is what they said.
Of her... No, that's like a thing on YouTube, I think.
Yeah, that she made. No? Did she make that? She did it a lot for her songs.
She did Backyard Sessions on YouTube.
Okay, but well, I think the
Disney Plus thing is similar.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad.
Anyway, for the album Endless Summer Vacation.
Uh-huh.
Who doesn't want an endless summer vacation?
I don't know. Also, like, right off the bat... I really like this album.
Me too, but we'll get into that after our pop culture update.
That Shannon has, because I don't have anything except for the first Asian woman, right? Won an Oscar?
Oscar. Oh, I didn't know that, actually.
Right?
I guess it's a movie
podcast. Was that what just happened? Sorry, I'm not up with the times, obviously, but...
As a movie podcast, we should probably watch the Oscars and, like, do an episode on it. But I've just never been somebody... I, like, never have seen any of the movies in it. Now, I will say...
I did want to... Michelle Yeoh.
She was the first Asian woman to win an Oscar.
She was the first Asian...
For Best Actress. Or Best Lead Actress.
So, she won the Academy Award for Best Actress for her role in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
That was the big winner of the night.
Which I heard that was good.
I do want to see that, and I also want to see the movie with Brendan Fraser, The Whale, because I heard that was really good, and I love Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. So she was the first Asian actress to win the award and only the second to be nominated.
Wow. That's actually kind of interesting.
Did you see the video of her? I don't know if you saw it, but there was a video of her mom seeing her win and, like, crying. Aww, it was so cute. It was really good. But
so
that's all I have.
My pop culture scandal is a little darker than anything we've done. I guess
Kim's bringing her medical.
I guess I'll give a content warning background. For, like, body image possibly, but there is a scandal. It's this drug called Ozempic that's usually used for type 2 diabetes treatment, and, like, weight loss needed for type 2 diabetes. And all of these, like, TikTokers, as well as, like, mainstream celebrities, had supposedly started using Ozempic just for, like, weight loss.
It's an over-the-counter medicine, no?
No, you have to have a prescription. But, you know, if you have money, you can just, like, figure it out. Pay somebody to get you a prescription, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, like, a legit weight loss
med. I don't know why I said over-the-counter. I didn't mean prescription.
I was like, definitely not. But in the past, like, 2 months, prescriptions for it have, like, skyrocketed. And all in the name of these celebrity weight loss trends.
And also, let's be clear, most of the time if you are type 2 diabetic and you're taking this stuff, if you're not taking it, it can lead to having to be on insulin, which is really expensive.
Right. And so now there's this shortage and people who need this med don't have it. And so... There's something called Ozempic face, and it looks similar to, like, the buccal fat removal surgery that people are also getting, which I'm like, it just looks really unnatural to me. Like, it doesn't look right. Like, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, and
you should look it up.
If you look up Ozempic face, you'll see a bunch of, like, celebrities recently that have, like, it's like their jaw or their cheekbones become super prominent and their cheeks are, like, really sunken in. And it's like, kind of, like, I don't know. It's just, like, unsettling a little bit.
Yeah.
But I guess there's been this, like, call on, like, TikTok of, like, doctors being, like, please, like, stop trying to get this prescription. Like, my patients can't get it. And, like, they literally need it. Like, they've been on it for years and all this stuff. So it's a pretty big scandal. It's a little sad, I guess, that people feel the need to do all of this, even if they're, like, you know, they have all this money and power and you think that they're beautiful already, whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of sad. Also, something else I wanted to address, kind of on a similar note, is Gwyneth Paltrow. Have you seen all of these clips? It's like...
You know what's funny? Didn't everyone already think that she didn't really eat that much anyways?
Well, she's always had this, like, health line, or, like, always, like, given health advice.
Yeah, but I just, God, what was the movie I just watched? And it literally was, it was, like, a punchline about how she doesn't eat.
Oh.
But it was, like, it wasn't, like, a newer movie. It was kind of, like, not older, but, like, on the older side. And I was like, how ironic that I'm watching this movie, and then that video just came up.
And this is kind of, I guess, a content warning for, like, eating disorders, because...
What does she say she eats? Bone broth?
So...
Vegetables?
She says she wakes up and has just black coffee and, like, celery juice. So she doesn't eat breakfast. That's her breakfast. Then for lunch, she has bone broth, and that's it. And then for dinner, she has a heavy vegetable paleo dinner, and that's it. Like, that's all she eats in a day. So she's eating one solid meal a day. And it's just, like, vegetables are good, but, like, there's, like, no protein. The only thing with protein in that diet is the chicken broth or whatever, bone broth, which doesn't have that much protein in it.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of, like, she's, like, on this podcast talking like this is, like, the best way to live. But she's also getting, like, IV nutrition infusions every day, which, like... If you're eating the nutrition that you need and you don't have any other health problems, like, you shouldn't need to do that.
People in the hospital who get IV nutrition wish they could eat.
Exactly. And it's kind of like, on one hand, it's like, okay, this is dangerous that you're kind of, like, promoting this lifestyle because this is not healthy. And, like, people who are already maybe kind of...
Have, like, body dysmorphia.
Issues are going to think this is the way to live. And, like, that's... I mean, it's... You're right there at anorexia, you know? You're just not eating enough. And she said she works out for, like, an hour a day after her lunch of bone broth.
She doesn't have any fat to burn.
And it's also... So, on one hand, it's, like, people are angry, like, you should not be promoting... And she's on, like, a doctor's... I don't even think he's a real doctor, to be honest. But she's on, like, a doctor's podcast... Like, he should be saying something at this point, like...
Yeah. Hey, I didn't watch the full thing.
This isn't healthy. I didn't watch the full thing. I watched, like, parts of it. But it's also, like, again, sad because, like, I mean, she definitely, I don't want to, like, diagnose somebody, but it sounds like she has an ED, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that she's in her 60s and, like, it's still, like, living this way is, like, really sad. Like, I don't know. But that's been all over my reels. Like, I get sucked in. Every other reel I've seen has been, like, nutritionists talking about this and, like, how dangerous it is to be promoting
it. It is a little concerning. And also, yeah, like, it's... Unless... I just feel like you can't really be giving advice on what to eat unless you're a certified nutritionist.
Right. And, like...
like, unless you've gone to school, right. Studied what food does to your body... Because, I mean, we wouldn't even be...
No, we're not qualified.
We're not qualified
to
give...
a little bit.
Yeah. That we've learned as nurses. But, like, I wouldn't be, like, I'm the best person to talk to about food. I'm not. Like...
Right. And I think it's just, like, this coupled with, like, the Ozempic scandal is, like, at what point are celebrities, like, responsible for, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Promoting these unhealthy lifestyles, I guess. But
I don't know.
It's kind of sad, kind of angering almost, but that's where we are. And I hope that she gets the help she needs, because it, to me, sounds like a really not great way to live.
Yeah, always. That can't be enjoyable. Like, no. I mean, unless she has, like, no taste buds.
Like, I mean, you're not eating any solid food until dinner time. That's really... I mean, I don't know how.
Even then, she's just eating vegetables.
Right. And so then you're getting on this podcast and kind of, like, saying, this is the best I've ever felt. This is, like, the way to live. And it's like, okay, but, like, young girls are going to listen to this and, like...
How does she work out for an hour on that?
I don't know.
I just don't know how that's possible.
I don't know. I mean, she's got to feel awful during and after.
Yeah.
If what she's saying is true of what she eats, like, I don't know.
There's no way, you're not getting all the nutrients you need in that. Well, she's getting infusions. Never mind.
She's getting
infusions. So, like, I guess
she's...
But
still, like, not even...
That doesn't make logical sense, then. Because the whole reason that your body should be eating is to give you nutrients. she's not eating, therefore she's getting it another way.
Yeah. But it's like, you still need calories. Like, she's not getting any calories through that, you know? Yeah, she's like,
she needs a calorie count.
Because you think, like, we put people in the hospital on, like, TPN, which is, like,
total parental
thing, and, like, they, like, I mean, they don't look like they're eating, you know what I mean?
No, the
like,
whole reason they're not getting it is because
they can't eat. Like, it's not a supplement for food.
Yeah, it's total parenteral nutrition.
I don't know why.
What would you say?
Parenteral.
I wanted to say parental, but
I used to get that. Well, it's like,
because
all
I think you're
too.
Thinking of PPN, which is peripheral parenteral nutrition.
But it's like, our bodies are designed to digest food. Like, that's how we're designed to get nutrients. So that's like something.
Plus, when we give you TPN, you get lipids with it, which is fat.
Yeah. She's not getting TPN. She's getting something else, but like.
But like, we give me, like, yeah, when people get TPN or PPN, whatever you want to call it. Well, that's two different things. But when they get that type of nutrition, you get lipids with it, which is literally fat.
Yeah.
So,
it's a balance.
And it's
all, like, very balanced. By, like,
yeah, it's
everyone gets a different formula.
Like, pharmacy literally has to put this together.
Yeah, you,
like, along with the nutritionist.
Yeah. You, like, draw labs, and every person is on a different formula of it. It's, like, kind of intense.
And everyone has different electrolytes added in.
Yeah.
So, it's very specific.
So,
and a lot of people with eating disorders have to be on that in the end.
For recovery.
Yeah.
And the point of this, like, little pop culture update, it's been all over, like, both the Ozempic thing and the Gwyneth Paltrow thing has been all over my thing, is to say, like, don't get your nutrition advice from celebrities.
Yeah.
Because they have so many people they pay to, like,
talk to a doctor or a licensed, certified nutritionist.
Yes. Just remember, these people all have, like, personal trainers and also, like, chefs and a lot of money.
Yeah.
Do a lot of different things to keep their nutrition up.
Yes.
Even if
not everyone can just go get an IV.
Right. And also, like,
like, that's not a thing we can just, like, casually go do every day.
And you don't want to. Like, it's, no. It hurts. Everyone I give an IV to is like, ugh, this sucks, you know?
Also, if that stuff, like, infiltrates, it's bad.
Yeah. It actually is.
It's bad. It's literally bad for you. But so, in other words, if your IV goes bad while you're getting that
nutrition,
it
can damage your tissue.
Yeah.
So, that was my... It was more of a concerning pop culture update of, like, I feel like we're going back to the early 2000s, kind of, like, that's what everybody wants to look like now. Heroin chic or whatever. And that's not healthy. That's just not good for anybody. Like, anybody's mind, you know. So, anyway,
what else happened this week? Shannon, what started last weekend?
The Taylor Swift tour. I'm excited and going in a month.
That's been all over my TikTok.
Same. That's, like, been my two things. Like, Ozempic, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Taylor Swift.
Interesting.
I'm really excited to go. My favorite album is Speak Now.
Spoiler.
If you're going and want to be surprised
by the set list,
like, skip ahead a few seconds. But Speak Now only gets one song on the tour, on the whole set list.
Yeah.
And I'm a little disappointed, not gonna lie. It's, like, literally my favorite album.
What do you think about her costume changes?
I thought they were cool. What I've seen. I haven't looked at all of them because I do want to be surprised a little bit when I go. But I thought they were cool. I'm impressed. Like, that'd probably be really hard. The one where she, like, dives in to something. I'm like, girl, what are
Which
you
Which is so
into?
Funny because there was another singer who just did, like, was, like, touring and did something like that, too.
Oh, who?
I don't know. Their name is, like, SX something.
Oh, I know that name, I feel like.
Right, it sounds familiar, but I can't think of it. They also did that I just watched a video on TikTok, and I was like, oh, weird. So I'm wondering if they got, like...
Beef?
No, not beef. No, like, they like, you know, maybe someone saw them do it and they were like, oh, okay, I like that. Or they just both thought about jumping off the stage into water.
But I'm like, what are they actually landing in? Because they're not actually in
water. It's probably like a trampoline.
I'd be scared. She was like belly flopping into it.
Yeah. I don't know what...
It looks like a really good show, and I'm excited to see all of the songs she sings. I'm just, like, a little sad that my personal favorite album doesn't get that much representation, and that the debut album doesn't get much representation. They both only have, like, one song. And I'm an OG girly. Me and Bailey both, actually. Both had our first CD when it first came out.
Yeah.
So I'm a little sad.
We just discovered that we both like the favorite song from our first album.
Mary's song. Comment on our next post if you guys have heard of it. It's like probably one of her least known songs.
Yeah.
Truthfully. Like, I don't know that it ever played on the radio, but I think it's really sweet. Oh,
SZA, sorry.
I know that name.
She did the same, it says jumping in water during the first show of her SOS tour.
What was it? Did she jump into real water?
I don't know.
Because Taylor Swift's was, like, definitely fake.
Yeah, it was for sure. But, like, hers was kind of the same thing.
Bailey still has her Christmas hand towel hanging up. I just noticed. It's cute, though.
Thank you. It's got puppies on it. I don't know what she jumped off of, honestly. Oh, you know what? No.
You're trying to start drama.
No, I'm not. I think the screen's going in front of her. So when she like, jumps, it's exactly like how Taylor Swift was swimming under the water. It's like her, yeah. Okay. But I thought that was really random. I had just seen that.
That's kind of
And funny. Then I saw this and I was like, whoa, water is the theme this year, I guess.
I wouldn't know. The oceans are all rising. It's a sign.
What about the seaweed the size of what? The U.S. going towards Florida? I guess you could talk about that.
Apparently they've been tracking it since 2011.
Oh my god.
It literally might hit the Gulf of Mexico while me and Sam are there.
That's funny.
Is that kind of funny? I'll let you know if I get trapped in it. Just be floating.
Well, I'm like, what? Like, is it just like...
A blob?
Yeah, like, how? Well, it's the size of what? Did they not say the U.S.?
No, it's not that big. It's like 1,000 miles, though. It's pretty big.
Okay.
There's apparently, like, a whole ecosystem in it. So I think that's why they haven't been able to, like, break it apart. Because they don't want to mess up the ecosystem.
What are they going to do when it gets to land?
I don't know. Good question.
I bet the marine biologists are swarming.
What are we going to do?
Anyways.
Let's get into this album.
Yeah.
Flowers, eh?
I also... Right off the bat, I think this is so interesting how each one of her albums are so different, but, like, they're her. It's very weird. I don't know.
I think if Miley Cyrus wanted to do an Eras tour, if you will...
She could.
She could, because all her albums are so different, you know? Yeah,
you're completely right. Her albums are very different. It's just weird that she can... not change her voice, but like her voice can go into those different types of genres.
I think she has one of the best voices, like female voices of like this.
Which it's funny because I feel like when she was younger, not that she wasn't that good,
but
like you could tell she was like younger and it wasn't really progressed. But like as she's gotten older changed her, like
probably just like her voice matured as she got older and like
she's like so good now.
Yeah,
she can sing really good. Live, which, I mean, that's pretty much what you want in a singer. Because if they can't sing live, can they sing at all?
No.
But, yeah. She, like, her last album was, like, a rocker album.
Yeah, and then this really one good.
This one was, like...
I don't know, like, pop.
A mixture.
But also, like,
a... You know what? I was getting a lot of 2000 vibes from this.
Yeah.
Randomly.
And she, even in the documentary, was like, oh, I have the French tips from the early 2000s because I used to love them and want them.
So, in the... whatever documentary, whatever you want to call it, her backyard session, her whole persona was very, like, L.A., for one. It was very L.A. Even the house she had, I was like, this is... But, like, it was kind of giving me 70s L.A. almost. Like, just her, like, short dresses, But, like, she looks really good.
She does.
She looked really healthy and really... And even she when she was happy. Talking, she looked really healthy. Like, she looked like she was... Yeah, she looked like she was happy.
She looked really happy, and I know that she... In an interview, I think she's been sober for, like, a while now.
I don't know.
I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I remember seeing that. Because when she came out with the Wrecking Ball album, she was, like... I think pretty into, like, drinking and drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to say that in an interview I watched from, like, last year, maybe the year before, she said she, like, didn't drink or smoke at all anymore. Just to, like, get healthy, I guess, and, like, mentally whatever. And I...
Well, she definitely does seem mentally well.
She does.
And, like, just healthy in general. And she even says that in her... Whatever you want to call it. Documentary when she's talking. She does say, like... She's, like, very happy, and she's, like, really glad that she can say she's, like, mentally okay and, like, doing really well.
So, the first song on the album is Flowers, which we kind of talked about in another episode when that single dropped, so we don't really have to get super far into it. Still a great song. Still sounds like the Bruno Mars one.
I was telling Shannon, I listened to the demo one or whatever, and it sounds a lot like the Bruno Mars song. So, I don't know. You're right. She had to get permission to do that. There's no way.
Because you can, like, sample other people's songs, I'm pretty sure, like.
Yeah.
So, that's it, really, about Flowers.
We don't really need to talk that much about it. We already know. We're assuming it's about Liam Hemsworth.
Jaded was the next song, and I really liked
Jaded. I really liked that one, too.
There's some good good lyricism.
Yeah.
In it.
So, I think I said... Let me pull up my handy-dandy notebook.
The chorus?
Oh, I was gonna say, she did talk about this album being, like, two parts.
Oh.
She said that it's almost like an AM and a PM. So, like, AM, you're waking up in the morning, it's, like, a bright new day, and then there's, like, towards the end, kind of, like, PM, where it's getting, like, darker.
I'm gonna have to, like, listen to it in that light now.
Yeah, and, like, kind of, like, a little bit more sad, but, like, you know... It's, like, kind of slicked in there. So I thought that was very interesting.
According to Genius.com, Jada tells a story of regret and missed opportunities in a failed relationship. Miley seems to be admitting to not speaking up about what was wrong, but now that she's had time to reflect, she feels weighed down by the burden of what went unsaid. Which I could see.
Yeah. I like the verse in there that says... I'll change my number, but keep your t-shirt. I don't mind it's torn up and faded.
Mm.
I feel like that's very relatable.
I liked the,
Also, she says, I won't lie, it won't be easy when somebody new is on your body.
I feel like that's relatable, too. Yeah. Like, whether it's a crush on somebody or, like, a breakup, when you see them with their next partner, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
I like the pre-chorus that isn't it a shame that it ended like that. Said goodbye forever, but you never unpacked. We went to hell, but we never came back. And then the chorus, I'm sorry you're so jaded. I could have taken you places. You're lonely now and I hate it. I'm sorry that you're jaded. I think it's a good lyrical song.
Do you think it's about Liam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the whole album kind
of. I don't know though, because there's, so it's so weird. Some of the songs on here are not necessarily like, looking back on a sad memory, they're kind of just like there's literally a song about sex on here.
True. Could be about her current boyfriend that she apparently has.
Could be. There's the song that is called You, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know if you listened to it, but.
I mean, I definitely did. I just don't remember it off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I also.
And then Rose Colored Lenses is the next one. I don't know if that's necessarily about like anything bad. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just gonna say that she also has those songs that are, like, about her, like, mom and her sister and stuff that she talked about.
One of the songs?
Wonder Woman is, like, about her mom and grandma, and then...
Well, you want to just talk about when we get to
it? Yeah. So, Rose Colored Lenses. This one's kind of fun.
Okay, so, like,
this one's apparently,
tell me why!
Like, inappropriate, question mark?
I don't know if it's inappropriate. It's just kind of like, it's like sexy.
Well, she was like, Disney won't let me.
No. That was for River.
Oh.
River was the one she was like, I mean, it was sorry, excuse my, she was like, this song is about fucking and they bleeped her out. She's like, she was like, they don't want me to say this, but it's about fucking.
She's like, it's nasty.
Yeah.
I thought it was this song.
No, this one she does say.
This is also about sex, though.
Yeah, so this one she does say, somehow the bed sheets are dirty, like sticky sweet lemonade. When I heard that, I was like, whoa, Disney's crazy.
Also, can we talk about, I'm kind of surprised she did a Disney thing, because I feel like all these ex, like, Disney stars, like, don't want to be associated.
It's more Nick, though, right? Like,
well, Disney... Nick, I think, had problems, too, but, you know, like, Demi Lovato has, like, tried to get away from Disney, and for a while, Miley was, like, ugh. And then Selena Gomez seemed like she didn't want anything. But now Selena Gomez has done a podcast episode with her.
Yeah, I kind of get confused on what they think about Disney. And there's, like, two separate sides of Disney. Like, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, they were all Disney people. But, like, it was a different Disney than Disney Channel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know how to feel about Disney. I mean, Miley Cyrus seems like she wouldn't go back to someplace she didn't want to be.
I feel like she's at the point, too, where she's like, eh, that was the past, now I'm in control, I'll go, like, whatever.
I mean, she obviously is. But, so this one, when she was talking about it, she said there's, like, subtle shade in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, let's try to find the shade. We could stay like this forever, lost in a wonderland. I like the, like, just, like, the chorus, like, the main line.
Yeah.
Like, wearing rose-colored lenses. Let's just play pretend, wearing rose-colored lenses, pretend we'll never end. And that kind of gives me, like, the, you know that you're in a relationship that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
Like, you know it's going to end, but, like, in this moment, let's just, like, pretend everything's fine, you know?
She says, my baby got looks that kill, make a mess of a nice hotel if I had control over you. I did like this song, though.
I don't know what the shade is.
I don't really either, but, like...
Like, it doesn't seem like anything...
Maybe there's... I don't know. Maybe we're missing it?
Yeah.
I don't really see any shade in there either, but...
Huh.
Maybe the shade is that she, like... It was just kind of, like, all, like, a dream, but it wasn't reality.
Maybe.
Like, it was kind of just, like, what was going on in her head, but that's not what really was happening.
Or, like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or, like, she knew the whole time they were going to end. Or I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see, honestly, I don't know anything about their relationship, let's be honest. They got, like, were pretty private people. Like, you didn't even really know they got married until they posted a picture of her. But I could see them, like, being together when they were young. Then they broke up, obviously. Then they got back together. And it was almost like a wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Like, they wish it could have worked out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, in reality, maybe they weren't as compatible as they thought they were. Or maybe it was, like, a first love type thing where, like, you never forget your first love.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I obviously don't know them at all. Like, I'm just
guessing. It's like a wishful thinking song. Like, I wish we could just be like this.
Yes.
Without all the other problems of
yeah.
the world. Like if we could just keep on rose-colored glasses, our relationship
it would be perfect. Yeah, but it's not.
Like, life gets in the way. Okay, so the next song, Thousand Miles, is the one that she said she wrote after...
A friend
lost her sister, and she couldn't imagine not having her sister. And so she wrote it for her sister.
But, like, what sister?
Noah?
She has two.
Oh.
She has Brandy and then Noah. Which, I think that... Brandy Carlisle. Is that her sister?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, she is featured on the song.
Wait,
on her album.
That's not her sister.
Maybe right? She's married. I don't know. It could be her sister.
I'm about to look this up. No, Brandy Carlisle.
This is Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter.
I don't know. Hold on.
I don't know who Brandy Carlisle is, honestly.
No, she's, like, 41. I think she's too old. Also, isn't... Let me see.
It's kind of ironic that...
Personal...
Her name's Brandy.
No, it's definitely not her sister. I don't know...
Well, no, her sister's not 41. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. She was, like, built in Seattle and...
So, is she a singer?
Brandy Carlisle? Yeah. You haven't heard of Brandy Carlisle?
No.
Oh, yeah. She was in The High Woman. Do you know The High Woman?
No. Give me a song.
It's like,
Maybe I would if you sing like, it.
It's like a country kind of sort of folksy. I don't know. I can't even think of like.
Okay. I've heard, never
I
know mind.
Him, but I can't think of any off the top of my head. They're not like. I mean, they're big, but they're not like. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of ironic then, because this definitely gave me some country vibes. Like in the beginning of the song, I was like, "This is a country song." It sounds like.
So anyway, it's about basically her, like, just, like, her sister and their relationship, I guess. Let's see some of the lyrics. Oh, I like the, I told myself I closed the door, but I'm right back here again. I know half of what I'm saying don't make no sense, so don't ask me where I've been. And I feel like that's kind of like you're hanging out with your ex again. And your sister, like, knows, but you're like, just don't ask. You know? Like, you know what she's gonna say.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I don't know. I mean, reading the lyrics, it doesn't seem like that much of, like, a sister-y song.
It doesn't. Like, it kind of sounds like a relationship song. Does. When I was listening to it, I was like, this doesn't really seem like a sister song.
Well, she said
song.
It's different than, like, the original. Like, it was originally gonna be called Happy Girl, and it sounded a lot different. So I wonder if she, like, changed it?
Maybe.
I don't know. Because I remember when she said that on the Disney thing, and I was listening to it, I was like, I don't get
why. How is this about your sister?
I don't know. Maybe we just are stupid. But I can't.
I don't think so, because it sounds like a lost love, almost.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Like
a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe it's kind of, like, talking about, like, it says holding on like a rolling stone. Like, maybe she's talking about, like, to the relationship with her sister. Like.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Well, the next one, I really like.
You?
It's called You. I didn't really write that many notes about
really?
It because it I just listened
debuted
to
on, like, New Year's Eve.
What?
The song debuted on Miley's New Year's Eve party on
with Dolly Parton?
No, the one year before. Huh.
No.
That's what it says. Debuted on Miley Cyrus's New Year's Eve party on New Year's Eve 2021.
What song, though?
You.
Oh, I like it.
What are you...
I think it's really good. I don't know. It's a love song. It sounds like she's talking about someone she's really in love with.
Yeah. Maybe this one's about the...
Could be about her new boyfriend.
But did she have that guy in 2021?
No. She was still with Liam, no?
Oh, maybe. So maybe it was about Liam. Yikes.
See, I like the... And I want to drive down to Texas, flip off all my exes, get kind of reckless, and have a wild, wild sex under the moon.
That's kind of
but
funny.
Only if it's with you.
A reference to all my exes live in Texas, maybe?
George Strait.
Oh, my ex.
Shout out to Michelle.
Texas. She really liked George Strait?
Yeah, she loves him. That's her favorite person ever. He's married.
I also like that you know I'm savage, but you're looking past it. I want that late night sweet magic, that forever lasting love, but only if it's with you. Like she.
Some of her songs are definitely detailed.
Yeah, kind of like she's not someone who's like a settle down and get married type of person, but like, Liam maybe is like who made her want to do that.
Well, I feel like that. Yeah.
Like it's just I like you. It's like a love. Like it is like.
It's
a love
song. Yeah, literally is a love song.
It's kind of, like, crazy, like, you know, singers, like, write love songs about the relationships they're in, and it's, like, such, like, a fleeting moment if they break up. And I always think about, like, when they're with their new partners or their new, like, if they get married and stay with somebody, but then they still perform those old love songs. Don't you think that would make you feel a little weird if you were the partner? Like, they wrote this song
they're,
for
like,
their
current
ex.
Partner?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like it's... I don't know. I mean, it's, like, what you were feeling at the time.
Yeah.
Like, you could be feeling in love at the time and it'd be completely all in your head.
Yeah, and, like, toxic.
Yeah, and it could be an awful relationship. And then I don't know. You could also be feeling hate at that time, too, and write a song about it. So I just think it's, like, whatever your emotions are.
I think I'm probably just not cut out to be in a relationship with a singer-songwriter. Because I think I would get in my head, like, you felt this way about her. This is, like, such a sweet song. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you like, would. Like,
this is a sweet song.
You would be, like, comparing yourself. Be like, why don't you write a sweet song about me like that?
And if she wrote this about Liam, say, then her new boyfriend, I would be like, you really, only wanted to marry him.
You think that Joe Allen says it about Drew and...
Yeah, about Drew. But maybe about, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, there's that, like, love songs like mine, like, you are the best thing that's ever been mine.
Who did she write that about, though?
Probably about, like, John Mayer, which is not great.
On her...
It's on Speak No.
She could have wrote that about Joe Jonas.
Or Jake...
Not Jake Gyllenhaal, Taylor Lautner. I was thinking Jacob Black.
You know, just various.
Anyways.
What do you feel like? Or like This Love on 1989, like.
This one.
That was about somebody pre-Joe, because she hadn't started dating him yet.
Yeah, whoever she did after Harry, that was about.
Calvin Harris, who everyone always forgets about.
Oh, what about Connor Kennedy?
That was before Red.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I don't know her dating life. I just remember she dated him.
I bet that's who you wish she married, because you freaking love the Kennedys.
She probably would be cursed. I love the Kennedys.
You don't want to marry into the Kennedy family.
I do love the Kennedys, but...
If Connor
Kennedy... I think there is a Kennedy curse.
If he came and proposed to you right now, Connor Kennedy, would you say
he
yes?
He was cute.
Would you say yes, or would you be afraid of the curse? Or would you just be like, yeah, might as well try it out?
I think I'd be like, I was in love with Bobby Kennedy. I'm sorry. I don't even know if they heard that. I kind of whispered it. And then he'd be like, a man who died before you were even thought of.
I'd be like, yes. I think you would just be afraid, like, something bad would happen to you.
I would, but I just feel bad. Like, everyone just seems like they don't die very well in that family.
Nobody dies very well. No, you're right.
I know, but they just have, like, tragic deaths.
Yeah, but maybe it's, like, foreign. I feel like it hasn't happened in a while, knock on wood.
No, one of the... It was, like, a granddaughter. Didn't she, like, OD in the bathroom?
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
It wasn't recently. I think it was...
Isn't Arnold Schwarzenegger married to a Kennedy?
Been a year or so. I don't know. He cheated on his wife.
Yeah, you are correct. But I'm pretty sure he was or is married to a Kennedy. Anyway, we both really like You.
Not the show. The
song. I don't like that show.
I've only seen the first season. It was good, though. I liked it.
Bailey's toxic trait is thinking a show is good and then not finishing it.
I finished the first season, thank you very much.
There's four seasons, Bailey.
That doesn't mean I have to watch them all.
You're right.
I could just finish the first one and be, like, done with that.
I was going to say I'm dead, but for some reason, the phrase that came to my mind was, you're dead to me.
Dang.
You're dead to me.
Because I don't want to watch You.
I don't even like that. I don't even watch that show.
Well, maybe you should watch it.
Okay, the next song is Handstand. Also a fan of
Are
Handstand.
You?
Yeah. I like it.
I didn't really, like, listen to it that much, to be honest.
It has the spoken and true.
You know why I didn't listen to it that much? You know, it kind of reminded me of a techno song. Mm. I'm not a big techno person. Maybe I just haven't listened to the right techno.
I'm not going to lie. I don't remember what it sounds like. I just like the lyrics.
Well, you should talk about it, because I don't really remember that much.
It's the final track on the AM side of Endless Summer Vacation. So this is the last
morning. I told you, AM, morning, PM.
And it's wildly different than the others on the album. It's about meeting someone you won't forget, and it's sexually driven.
All of her songs are sexually driven.
Yeah. Why is she saying twitchy? My friend Big Twitchy rode the boat into the light, surfed the North Break. We danced until there was nothing left, just me and Twitchy, because that's all we knew. This is a very sexual song. I just like the first verse. So it's, you're questioning the science because you don't understand. how I'm doing what I'm doing in an effing handstand. You found it so impressive that I do it again. My other one is busy, so I use my left
one. I clearly was not actually paying attention to this song.
You know what's funny is, I do remember listening to that part because I was like, what? That's great. Ooh. I like it.
I think I just kind of missed that part.
I think you did too.
Because, so like, the bridge is nice. I wish I could crawl inside your heart, take you captive, and then sail away. I wish I could know that it's forever, take me captive, and then sail away. So it sounds like sweet. And then the chorus is just like crazy.
Of course, it's just crazy. Dang. According to Shannon.
Dang. Or I take it back. It's not my... Not a fan.
Why? Because she talked about sex?
It's a little too much for me, I think.
She did not talk about this one on the Disney doc, to be clear.
That would be pretty crazy. But the next one is the one she said was apparently nasty.
River. I did say, she says, there's the part where she says covered in all of your sweat. She really likes to talk about sweat on her body.
Ew.
She also said that this one was the one about fucking on the Disney doc.
I got a new dress just to meet you downtown. Can you walk me through the park just to show it off? If you wrap me in your arms and never stop.
You could be the one, have the honor of my babies.
Oh.
Hope they have your eyes and that crooked smile.
Does Liam have a crooked smile?
I also was thinking that. Who else has a crooked smile?
Let me look it up. Liam Hemsworth smile.
Oh, also this one. Was a desert before I met you.
Ooh.
I was in a drought.
I didn't realize.
I don't think this is about Liam. I think this is post Liam.
I need to find a picture. He's not smiling in any of those.
Yep. I feel you everywhere. Your face is all in my hair. Covered up in your sweat. It turns me on that you care. Your love, it flows just
really
like a river.
A smile. What's the name of her current boyfriend?
Max Miranda. Is there a picture of him smiling? Who evidently used to be in the Regrets. He was the drummer, which I didn't know that. I've seen the Regrets.
Wait, he actually kind of does have a good smile.
Oh,
a little bit.
It's about him.
Look.
Wow. Interesting.
Dang.
How long have they been dating, though? Because, like, she'd have put the song out. She'd have been thinking about the song for a while, right?
I don't know. Let's see. How long?
When was this confirmed?
Been together.
Oh! March 1st, 2022?
Over a year.
Oh, the two have been together privately for some time.
This says in January 2022, a source told E! Miley was happily dating Max and that they've been seeing each other since the end of 2021. So they've been together over
a second. So this song could be about him.
Dang.
Interesting. Wow.
Very interesting.
So some of these songs could be about him.
I guess like the happy ones, maybe?
Well, this is a pretty happy one.
Yeah.
I would say this is about him.
Ooh.
I don't know that for sure. Not confirming or denying it, but...
These last two were a little graphic, don't ya? Don't ya know?
Violet Chemistry is next.
Let's see. I don't really remember this one that well.
I don't think I listened to this one, honestly.
When the floor is wet and the lights come on, but you don't want to leave and your phone is lost, but the car's outside waiting on the street. Stay a while with me. Don't deny the violet chemistry. This is just like a sweet little song, I think, about just wanting to stay with the person that you're with, you know?
Like you don't want the night to end.
Right. Right. There's something between us that's too major to ignore. May not be eternal, but nocturnal, nothing more. Little one-night stand? Tonight we'll just be wrong. Ain't done this in so long. Wait. I wonder if it's about, like, getting back together with Liam for, like, a hot second. Because outside of that, that sounds like we ain't done this in so long. We ain't got to talk. We'll keep the stereo on.
Yeah. Kinda tonight like, we'll just be wrong. Ain't done this in so long. It doesn't have to be about Liam. It could just be the first time she had sex after Liam or something like that.
Maybe.
But or it could just be a one-night stand that she hasn't had a one-night stand in a long time.
It also seems like rose-colored glasses, or you're kind of with somebody you probably shouldn't be, but, like...
In your head, you think it's a good idea, but in reality, it's probably not the best.
Yeah. But it has good lyrics.
Yeah, I like it. Well, it says violet chemistry.
Violet chemistry.
Yeah, I do like the lyrics. I like the lyrics of all of her songs.
Yeah.
It's so funny because in her documentary, she does talk about how she writes her song in very vivid details.
Yeah, she does.
And,
the handstand song.
These are very vivid details that we're getting from her lyrics, so that's fair. I liked the next one. I liked the sound of it. It was very,
Muddy Feet. Oh, I liked this one, too.
Actually. Yeah, it was very, not country, rock.
Rock and
sounding.
Roll.
And I also just like the...
Is it, like, about cheating a little bit, maybe?
I don't know, but I kind of just like the lyrics, because... And she repeats the same phrase in the beginning of, like, different ones.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell you think you're messing with. Get the fuck out of my house with that shit. Get the fuck out of my life with that shit. And then she just repeats that with different things. One of them's like, get the fuck out of my bed with that shit.
Mmm.
Get the fuck out of my head with that shit. She sounds really pissed in this song. So what this is about?
I think this is about...
Supposedly! We don't know that's what happened.
Because look... And you smell like perfume that I didn't purchase. Now I know why you've been closing the curtains.
This is about cheating on her, yeah. For sure.
You coming around with your muddy feet. I'm about to do something about it. I'm gonna have to do something.
Back and forth, always questioning.
Oh, so, like, gaslighting her about cheat, like, you know, like, making her feel crazy.
You've watered the weeds and killed all the roses.
Call back to flowers, maybe? This is about
something. No, this
cheating.
Is so muddy feet. Yeah, it's like,
yeah like
this is 100%
like
about someone cheating.
Dirty laundry, yeah.
I do like the song, though.
Okay. Liam, dang. I tried to defend you a little bit, but...
I know, like...
This is why we're Team PETA. This could be not about Liam, we don't know.
It could, yeah, it could not be about him.
Allegedly, we all know how it is. Dang,
this is like... Yeah, this is like point blank a cheating song.
Yeah.
I do like it, though. I like the way she's described... It's like a metaphor for cheating, but
like you're coming in dirtying everything up. But definitely, like, the perfume.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't mine.
Questioning about gaslighting, like you
Ooh.
Said. That's annoying. Okay. Wow, I like that one a lot.
I do, too.
The next one is Wild Card, which I think this is about Liam, too.
Oh, for sure. Because loving you is never enough. Forever may never come. I walk in the door with my lips stained red, pillows on the floor. And
like
the
flower's
dead, yeah.
Well, and then she says, you want to play house, I could be your wife, but just remember I'm a wild card. It's almost like he wanted to get married.
And that's just not
And that's
her.
Just not what she really wanted to do, but she did do it.
Because she loved him.
Yeah.
And then it's like...
But then it's like she kind of wanted to be like, but remember, I didn't really want to do this, so just remember who I am. Yeah.
And like, go and meet your mom in a dress too tight. Like, I'm not somebody you want to bring home to mom.
Yeah.
You know? I love, this is sad. I love when you hold me, but loving you is never enough. And don't wait for me, because forever may never come. Like, it's almost like she tried to love him and it wasn't enough for him.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or for her either.
Yeah.
Like, loving is just never enough.
It reminds me of that Taylor Swift, the High Infidelity, where it's like, the fastest way to lose the one you love is never loving them enough.
Yeah.
Or whatever, like, don't wait for me because forever may never come. Almost like, yeah, she's warning him. Like, yeah, we can get married, but, like, I don't know if this is for
me. Well, I mean, she literally says it right there. Like, I can be your wife, but just remember I'm a wild card. Like, I just feel like that's, like, yeah, it has to be about him. Who else is it going to be about?
What? Right. It's kind of, that's, like, it's, like, one of those songs that's, like, secretly pretty sad. Like,
yeah,
it was just never going to happen, no matter what.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I almost think, like, they kind of knew it wasn't going to be end-all, be-all, because, like...
I just feel like they were... When you're together for so long, like, since you're teenagers, you just feel like the right thing to do is to get married.
Yeah. And but they even broke up, like...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I guess they just... You know, some... You know, you have, like, friends who just, like, keep going back to the same guy, like, over and over.
Even though you know, even though it's, you like, know it's not going to be,
it's because, like, those highs are so high, even if the lows are awful.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I feel like the vibes probably are. Like, that song that's somehow about her sister, how she's like, yes, I know I shouldn't have
done been that with him, yet.
But, like, don't talk to me about it. Like, you know it's wrong, but, like, something about that guy is, like, pulling you back.
It's like that, when Harry met Sally, when she's, like, having an affair with the guy, and she's like, I know, he's never gonna leave him, but...
Yeah.
And you're like, but... Da, da, da.
And you're, like, sucked in at that
point. Yeah, and...
And, like, I feel like we've all had, or been that person, but, like, all have had that friend that keeps going back to the same person over and over, and you're always like, this is a bad idea, like, don't do it. Like,
I know it is, but...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like an addiction. You're like a drug to me. What's that from, Shannon?
Twilight.
Next song is Island.
This one's fun.
Yeah, I will say, though, it's, like, it's, I'm like, is she talking about her marriage? Because she says, is it a paradise or is it a lonely island?
I think she's talking about her marriage.
Also, I think this song really gave me, I was telling Shannon earlier, gave me some, like, Patti Smith vibes, which I don't know if you've listened to Patti Smith.
Not really.
Some of the songs I've listened to, like, she, like, will talk when she's, like, singing, like, in her lyric, like, I don't know how to, it'll be, like, she's, like, the chorus is playing, but she's just talking. Mm-hmm. And, like, Miley Cyrus said that, and I was like, ooh, Patti Smith.
I think the, like, I'm on an island, dirty dancing in the sun, so close to heaven, but so far from everyone. I've got treasures buried beneath the sand, but I'm still wishing for love that I don't have. Almost like she should be happy in this relationship.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like, is this about her marriage? She should
be happy, but it's, like, that love just isn't there the way it should be. Am I stranded on an island or have I landed in paradise?
Yeah, and, like, she says, I hear your voice like a song on the radio all day long because, boy, I be missing you. Like, it's like she wants to be happy, but she can't.
Yeah. They're like, I can paint my toenails while soaking up the sea. The only thing that's missing here is you and our TV, and I won't lie, it sure gets lonely here at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost like the end of the marriage, maybe, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I gotta say, though, is I still love the movie The Last Song.
See, and this one says, so close to heaven, but so far from everyone. Yeah, I've got treasures buried underneath the sand, but I'm still wishing for the love that I don't have.
Kind of like you want to be in passionate love with your spouse, but it's just, like, not there. It's not there.
I still love The Last Song. Well, good thing they're playing different characters and not themselves.
Yeah.
After Island comes Wonder Woman. And that's the song I told Shannon gave me vibes from Arms of an... I don't even know if that's the song, but Arms of an Angel.
Wait, which song? Wonder Woman.
And I think it's just, like, the beginning part. I don't know why, when she immediately started singing, I was like, whoa, I'm getting some Arms of an Angel vibes, you know, like, the dog commercial. Not that that song has... I didn't
really get those vibes.
No, I know. I don't know why I did, but I did. And, like, once you listen to the song, I don't get it anymore, but it's just the beginning. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I thought it was really sweet.
I think it's really sweet, too.
So it's supposed to be about, like, her mom.
Her mom and grandma or something.
Yeah. It's cute.
Like, and it's kind of like, it's almost like that thing like where moms do or whatever, where it's like you're holding yourself together even if you. Because yeah. It's like when her favorite record's on and she's dancing in the dark, she can't stop her eyes from welling up. But she makes sure that no one's around to see her fall apart. She wants to be the one that never does.
Sad a little bit.
It's cute. And the last one is like her flowers, but demo, so it's all the stuff stripped away.
Yeah. Which we already, you know.
Now, on her doc, she did do the climb again, which was really good. It was like the same but different almost. Like it like sounded like the climb, but it's like she kind of like made it her own.
Yeah.
Not like her Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
One.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Her voice still sounded great during it.
Yeah.
Always gonna be another mountain.
She could do an Eras tour. And then she could bring like Hannah Montana.
Get the wig.
There. She could. She'd make a lot of money.
Yeah, you're right.
Make a lot of money doing that.
What if Disney did a reboot show of Hannah Montana all grown up and it was just her being like crazy, like being wild?
She wouldn't agree to that.
Disney wouldn't either.
Yeah, you're right.
That's really, it's probably a pretty short episode today. I feel like.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we have. I mean,
we have a lot going on. I'm, like, right about to get married.
Yeah, I had it canceled the other day.
I've been really bad about posting because I've just, like, been crazy.
Not that Shannon ever posted.
I know.
Did you see my flowers, though? Speaking of flowers.
They're cute.
Thanks. I saw this thing on TikTok. It was on Instagram. And it was, like, if you buy lilies, like, to open them up. And that's what I did. And they look really cute. I'm not going to lie. So this is a sign for you to go buy yourself some flowers and open them up if they're lilies because they're really cool looking. They kind of look like,
they are really cool.
Like paper almost. On that note, we're busy. Shannon's about to get married. Literally, what? 1 week from now? Week and a half?
Yeah, like a week and a half.
A week and a half?
A week and a day from the time this episode comes out.
Yeah. So, we won't be posting probably for like 3 weeks because you'll be on your honeymoon.
Yeah, it'll be a while. But then I'm going to be settled in my house and I'm going to have a dedicated podcast recording room. So, maybe this is our time to shine. We're going to take off. I've been thinking about starting a cooking channel on YouTube because I think that'd be fun.
Who are you? Selena Gomez?
I'm copying.
Selena Gomez.
Mine's going to be for, like, just average folks, you know, and just a regular kitchen. Nothing fancy. It won't be immediately. I got to figure out my plan. If I actually want to do that.
You have to renovate your kitchen.
Well, this is how I'll get the money to do that. Everyone's going to subscribe to my channel.
Nice.
Yeah. You guys are going to watch it? Just kidding. No pressure.
Anyways, we don't know what we're doing when we get back from this hiatus.
Maybe we'll start having episodes more frequently again. Maybe I'll post more frequently.
Yeah, I think, I'll be back on, like, a normal work schedule. Sorry, I don't know if that just
goes. Yeah, I think we just have.
Well, I've been working every day this week.
A lot going on the past 5 weeks.
Yeah, so it's been, like, hard to meet up. Plus, we've been busy, like, on most weekends.
Yeah, it's been a little crazy. But even your favorite podcast hosts have lives. We're not just famous, okay?
This isn't our only job. We actually have full-time jobs outside of this.
But if you want to subscribe and tell all your friends to so we can get some pay for this.
Or quit our jobs. So this can become a full-time job.
No, just kidding. We don't want to quit. We want to help people. Anyway, don't forget to follow us. At chicks.in.flix on Instagram. Melissa at chicksandflix23@gmail.com, which I'm not going to lie, we are pretty bad about checking that.
I don't think I've checked in a while.
So we'll check it today to see if we've got any.
Maybe.
And subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us on, because that is really helpful. You'll get notifications every new post. That way, my lack of Instagram posting Doesn't matter. Anyway, Shannon and Bailey signing off.
Bye.